This is the Midland Program. Tonight we present Episode 6 of the serial thriller Send for Paul Temple by Francis Durbridge. Episode 6, The First Penguin.
A definite criminal organization has established itself in the Midlands under the leadership of a mysterious criminal known as Max Lorraine, alias the Knave of Diamonds. Paul Temple, the celebrated novelist, who is assisting Sir Graham Forbes, Chief Commissioner of Police, and Inspector Dale, organizes a raid on the Little General, a small inn near Evesham, which Temple believes to be the headquarters of the gang. The inn, however, is deserted, except for the presence of the mysterious lady known as Miss Amelia Victoria Parchman.
So we meet again, Mr. Temple. How nice.
Miss Parchman, what the devil are you doing here?
Well, suppose I said waiting for a bus, Sir Graham. Would you believe me?
Miss Parchman, this is no time for flippancy. I warn you
Sir
that...
Sir Graham, please. Miss Parchman, I know why you're here tonight. I know who you are and what you are. But there's one question you've got to answer. Where is Steve Trent?
Steve Trent? And who, may I ask, is Steve Trent?
Her real name is Harvey, Louise Harvey. She's the sister of Inspector Harvey, the man who...
Good heavens, you don't mean Harvey had a sister?
Yes, and she's disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yes, Charles.
But when did this happen? Surely you didn't know anything about it when
Steve's I... Steve's landlady arrived at the news shortly after you left for the doctor's house, Dale.
Oh, I see.
I think you'd better return to the house, Mowbray.
Very good, sir.
I'll come along with you. There's nothing further I can do here, Sir Graham.
No, all right, Dale.
Mr. Temple, I should like to have a word with you privately, if possible.
Well, I think that could be arranged.
I want to have a word with Turner, so you come along with me a minute.
Yes, very well, sir.
Miss Parchman, I shall want to see you later, of course.
Of course, Sir Graham.
Thank you, Sir Graham.
We'll meet later, Paul.
Who is that man?
Which man? Oh, Inspector Merritt. Why do you ask?
I wonder, that's all.
Well, Miss Parchman?
A little while ago, Mr. Temple, you said, I know why you are here tonight. I know who you are and what you are. Is that true?
Quite true.
Then tell me, and please believe me when I say this is important, do the police know who I am?
No. No, they don't.
Oh, what a relief.
Why are you so anxious to keep your identity a secret from Scotland Yard?
I think you know the answer to that question, Mr. Temple.
Yes, yes, I think perhaps I do. Miss Parchman, you've got to help me to find Steve Trent.
Yes, yes, I'll help you. But first tell me, do you know why I'm interested in old English inns?
Yes, yes, I do know. Although I must confess I was rather puzzled at first. During the last few days, I've made a great many inquiries about the Cape Town, Simonstown robberies.
Yes.
I was very interested to learn that the Knave of Diamonds organized and directed his plans from a group of inns all situated in the same area.
Exactly.
It was clever of you to assume he'd use the same procedure in this country. You should have been a detective, Miss Parchman.
Thank you. I think the Commissioner intends to detain me on suspicion, especially after my unexpected presence here this evening. Now, if you could persuade him to refrain from doing so, then I think the two of us might quite possibly stand a very good chance of finding Miss Trent.
Yes, I think that could be arranged.
Good. Now tell me, have you ever heard of the first penguin?
The first penguin? Why, yes. It's a small deserted inn on the river, about 4 miles the other side of Evesham.
That's right, Mr. Temple. That's quite right.
Scene 15. A room in the First Penguin. Later the same evening. Diana Thornley is awaiting the arrival of Dr. Milton.
Hello? Oh, it's you, Max. No, no, they haven't. No, not even Milton. I'm still waiting for them. Yes? Yes, the girl's here. I say, Max. Is everything all right? Yes, yes, I'm listening. Salzburg. see. Yes, yes, I'll tell him. Right. Goodbye.
You're late.
We had a hell of a game in front of the car.
Where's Dixie and the others?
They should be here soon.
Did you get the stuff all right?
Yes. I say, what happened about that girl, Steve Trent?
She's here.
Here?
Yes.
That's a bit stupid, isn't it?
It was the chief's orders to bring her back here. That's all I know.
Did you have any trouble with her?
Yes, at first. We were nearly picked up in Bond Street. She screamed like hell.
Well, gosh, I could do with a drink.
Shall I?
No, I'll be good. Dixie was very good tonight. Worked like a nigger.
I'm glad you arrived first, Doc. I wanted to talk to you.
Yes. I wanted to see you, too. That's why I came on ahead.
Oh? What did you want to see me about?
Can't you guess?
No.
Then I'll tell you. Whereas 6 months ago I shouldn't have given a tuppenny damn about what happened to me, today I find myself in the rather unique position, for me at any rate, of looking forward to the future.
I don't understand.
No, what I'm trying to say is this. I sincerely hope that our mutual friend, the Knave of Diamonds, has no intention of depriving me of that future.
Why should you
so
think that?
So I wrote a letter, a long letter, beautifully phrased and charmingly written.
I wish to heaven you'd talk sense.
Oh, very well, then. If by any chance I happen to have an unfortunate accident, either now or in the near future, my beautifully phrased, charmingly written letter will be delivered straight into the hands of the Home Secretary. You will observe that I say the Home Secretary and not Scotland Yard.
Don't be a fool, Doc. Max has no intention of double-crossing you. You've been far too valuable. We respect both your intelligence and your courage. But the others, well...
Well, what about the others?
They've got to go.
Oh, why?
You know perfectly well why. We're coming to the end of our rope. Things are getting a bit too hot. They've got a warrant out for every one of us, excepting the chief. Temple overheard our meeting in room 7 on Thursday. That's why Max changed our meeting to this place.
Mm-hmm.
If any of the others are picked up, they'll talk, and they know about the Salzburg hideout. We can't take that chance.
No. No, perhaps you're right. Diana, why did he bring the Trent girl here? What's the point?
She's Harvey's sister.
Harvey?
Yes.
You mean the tech Horace murdered at the Little General?
Yes.
I'm beginning to see daylight. So Inspector Harvey had a sister. I didn't know that.
No. Neither did the Knave until Mr. Paul Temple kindly supplied the information.
Paul Temple. I've still got that little matter to attend to.
No, we can deal with that later. But first of all, there's this other business.
You mean the gang?
Yes.
No. Leave that to me. Is that trap door working?
Yes, and it's high tide.
Good. Well, give me a hand. Come on, Nellie. Close together. That's it.
Not a very pleasant part of the river, Doctor.
Oh, no, but it's going to prove useful. Now, Snow will be the first here. Horace and Dixie are coming together.
What are you going to do?
You'll soon see. Gosh, this is heavy. Oh. That's done it.
They know about the trapdoor, you know. It won't be a surprise.
I think it will, the way I shall handle the situation. Now, where's that bottle of whiskey?
Here it is.
Good. Now, we'll each have a drink handy on the table.
Yes.
Good. Now, get the glasses ready for the others. Now, that's fine. Now, pass me my valise.
What's in that small bottle?
I'm going to add a little extra kick to the whiskey, my dear, that's all. I think our friends will find it stimulating.
What is it?
I don't think you'd be any wiser if I told you. Now, when Snow arrives, be drinking.
Yes.
At all cost, he mustn't suspect anything.
No, all right. What's that?
It must be Snow.
I can't see properly. This window's all...
It's Dixie!
Isn't Horace with him?
No. He must be coming with Snow later. That's funny. Why, I was absolutely... Now, here he is. You know what to do?
Yes.
Hello, Dixie. I thought you were coming with Horace.
No. We've had a hell of a game. They must have got the alarm out pretty snappy. A copper stopped them on the outskirts of Morven.
Oh, what happened?
In well.
You didn't.
Yes. Snow let
you
me have it.
You blasted fool, Dixon.
It's all right about talking. We were in a jam.
Why did you change cars?
Snow was all shot to pieces. He couldn't drive properly. God, I feel like a drink.
What? Oh, yeah, yes, of course. Help yourself.
My God, Snow was in a state. We couldn't do anything with him.
Is Horace all right?
Yes. I say, have you heard from the chief?
Yes, yes, he's ringing again later.
This is the biggest job I've tackled. The safe was a devil. It was one of those...
No, cheerio, Dick.
Cheers, Doc. I say, what the hell's the matter with this? Doc. Doc, my throat. It's Doc, what is it? What is it, Doc? Oh, God, my throat. Doc. Oh, God.
Help me with the trap, Diana. Quickly.
Good. Oh, God.
No. I'll attend to him. Now, listen. Go downstairs. Drive his car around to the back. We don't want the others to see it when they arrive.
Yes, all right.
I'll take that pocketbook, my friend. Well... Au revoir, Dixie.
Help Snow and Horace.
Yes, I gathered that. Did they see you moving the car?
No.
Well, you know what to do.
Is Dixie...
Yes. Now be careful. We must make certain they both drink about the same time or...
Here they are.
Hello, Horace. Hello, Snow. Where's Dixie?
Dixie? What hasn't... And he arrived?
No. Why did he come on ahead?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
I thought he was coming with you, Horace.
Yes, but we had a spot of bother, see, and changed over. Oh, well, here's the sparklers.
Oh. Is that all the stuff?
Oh, I think so.
But blimey, look at that diamond.
Yeah.
Did you stick to the list that the chief gave you?
Oh, he didn't give me the list. It was Dixie. Say, funny you and dear, isn't it?
Perhaps he got nervy after that spot of bother as he had in
me. Yeah, but a pity you shot that policeman, Snow.
I couldn't help it. He was standing there and I got...
Just a minute, Doc. How did you know Snow bumped off a Rosa?
How did I know?
Yes.
The chief rang up before you arrived.
Yes.
He told us.
Oh, blimey news then, off travel, while we hardly...
What's that?
Who the hell is it?
Oh, it's all right. Nothing to be alarmed about. Diana, take this handkerchief. Tie it tight this time. See that she can't talk.
Who is it? Who is upstairs?
Eve Trent. She's a reporter on the Evening Post.
A reporter? What the hell's she doing here? You've picked a ruddy good time to have a reporter ringing the bell.
Oh, there's nothing to get alarmed about, Horace. It was the chief's orders to bring her back here. That's all we know. What you boys want's a drink. Help yourself, Snow.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Go on, Horace.
Well, thanks for that, man, if I do.
Well, we shan't hear any more from her for a little while.
Boys are having a drink, Diana.
They deserve it. Why, this diamond is a whopper. Must be worth a cool...
Oh, blimey, I almost forgot. I've got another packet outside. Dixie handed it to me when we switched cars over, see? I shan't be a sick.
No. Just a minute, Horace. You can...
Oh, he's back in a jiffy,
Doc. He's a hot-headed devil, his artist.
Yes.
Well, cheerio, Doc.
Huh? Yes. Oh, cheerio.
Ah. Oh, struth. I feel queer, Doc. Oh, a bit close in here, isn't it?
Yes.
Doc,
yes.
Doc, yes. Miss Loach. Oh, God, Miss Loach. Doc, Miss Loach.
Come on, Diana. Help with the trapdoor. Quickly. Up. Come on, up. Done it.
What about Horace?
Oh, we'll look after Horace.
You better search him.
We haven't time. Come on.
What are you going to tell Horace?
I don't know. Yes, we'll tell him Snow's upstairs with the girl.
We'd better fill Snow's glass again.
Yes, quick, here he is.
I don't know what's the matter with me. I must be imagining things. I could have sworn Dixie slipped me a packet when we... Hello? Where's Snow?
Oh, he's upstairs talking to the girl.
Well, who the hell do you think he is? Ivan Novello?
He'll be down in a minute.
Here's your drink, Horace.
Oh, thanks.
Cheerio.
Cheerio, Doc.
Cheerio. Why don't you drink?
You know, I'm thinking of that Roger. I hope to God Snow did him in proper. He had a good decorator.
Oh, you're nervy, Horace. What you want's a good stiff drink.
Oh, perhaps you're right, Doc.
What is it, Horace?
I'm listening, that's all. Can't hear voices.
Why should you hear voices?
Why, Snow, of course. You said he was upstairs.
Well, perhaps he's not talking just now.
Now, what the hell is he doing?
Oh, you certainly are jumpy, Horace.
Yeah, for a man who's just made the best part of a cool 5,000, you don't seem very bright, Horace.
Five?
That's right. That's going to be your cut out of the Morven job, isn't it, Diana?
That's what the chief said.
What, 5,000 smackers? Mm. Cool. Well, that's what I call money.
Yes, what we all call money, Horace.
Blimey, will I paint the town red?
Here's luck.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Well, drink up, Horace.
5,000. Cool, fair takes your breath away, don't it?
Certainly seems to have taken your breath away. What the devil's the matter with you, Horace, are you? You're not on the wagon.
On the what?
Yes, you're not drinking, Horace.
Oh, on the wagon.
Yes.
Oh, God, can you imagine it?
Not me. No.
On the wagon. Oh, me on the wagon.
Yes, oh, it's on the wagon. That's
it's a fair speech. That's good. That's me on the wagon. Yeah. Oh, I was only on it once, Doctor, and I fell straight off. I couldn't see. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, well, cheerio.
Cheerio, cheerio. Drink up, Horace. Why aren't you drinking?
Because I'm not a prize sucker, see? Stand away from that door.
Put that gun down, Horace. Don't be a damn fool.
Stand away from that door. I'll blow your blasted brains out. Think up, Horace. Are you on the wagon, Horace? Cheerio, Horace. Take this glass. Don't take it.
No. No.
What have you done with Dixie and Snow?
I tell you, we haven't seen Dixie.
Don't tell your blasted lies. His car's at the back.
Now listen, Horace. If you take my tip,
you're taking nothing from you or anybody else from now on. I'm giving the order, see? Now I drink this.
No. No.
Drink it.
Here. I'll drink it.
Oh, you?
Yes. There's nothing in the glass except whiskey. Come on, give me the glass. I'll prove it.
All right. All right, Miss Clever, if that's how you feel about it. Oh, well, well, here we are then.
Thank you. Well, cheerio, Doc.
Oh, God, my face! My face! God! God! My face, you bitch!
Smart girl.
What did you hit him with?
This revolver. I had it in my hand all the time, but I was frightened to shoot.
He's not dead.
No, but we'll soon. What's that?
It's a car.
Well, who the devil can that be?
I can't see very clearly. The windows are... Why, it's that woman, Miss Parchment.
Miss Parchment? Is she alone?
Yes. Yes, as far as I can see.
Well, open that cupboard door.
Yes.
We'll put Horace in there. Now, come on.
What about the river?
Oh,
can't we...
No. We haven't time for that. This is all right. It'll be a hell of a time before he comes round. That's it. Can you still see that old dame?
Yes, she's coming into the inn. I say, Doc, who the devil is this
woman?
Don't
ask me.
She seems to be turning up all over the place. First she was at the Little General, then she was at the yard when Skid was bumped off, and now
well,
she's...
I reckon she's a tick.
Then what's she doing here?
Probably trying to find that girl, Steve Trent.
Well, she's got nerve, I'll say that for her.
And she'll need it. Listen, she's coming through the bar parlor. Stand away from the door.
All right.
Good evening, Miss Parchment.
Why, Dr. Milton, how very nice.
Come in here and drop that handbag. Drop it.
Very well.
Pick it up, Diana.
Okay. I do hope that gun isn't loaded, Doctor. Your hand is quite shaky.
Miss Parchment, what are you doing here at the First Penguin?
Well, really, Doctor, your tone of voice...
Miss Parchment, answer my question.
I came to see a friend.
Which friend?
A Miss Trent. A Miss Steve Trent. Now, don't tell me you've never heard of her.
How did you know Steve Trent was here?
How did I know? A bird told me, Miss Thornley. Not a little bird. Shall we say a pigeon?
Doc, she's only stalling for time. There's something in the wind.
Drop that gun, Milton!
Temper!
How the devil did you get here?
My name is Miss Parchment. I regret not having joined you earlier, but I had a little difficulty in locating Miss Trent. Steve, take this gun.
All right, Paul.
Would you mind sitting over there, Miss Thornley? Thank you. Hold this gun, Miss Parchment, and if either of them move while Miss Trent and I are making them comfortable, well, you know what to do.
Oh, rather, Mr. Temple. Here's the rope, Paul.
Thanks. And now for a dose of your own medicine, my friends. Steve, how many people arrived here tonight?
Three. Horace Daly, that man, the butler who admitted us to Ashdown House, and the other man we heard in room 7, I think his name was Dixie.
It's too tight.
The doctor was the first to arrive. He came alone.
I see.
Just before the doctor came, I heard the telephone. It was Max Lorraine. I could only just hear what Diana Thornley was saying.
She's lying, I tell you.
Oh, be quiet. There, that's got you nicely trussed up, my friends. And next time, the rope will be around your neck.
They were obviously planning a getaway. I heard the girl mention Salzburg. Then the doctor arrived. She said the knave would ring later.
Later? Why, Timothy, if he rings again, we might trace the call.
I tell you, she's lying. Oh, blasted fool, Temple. You don't really think of...
That's him.
Yes, I'll answer it. Hello? Hello?
What's happened?
He's rung off.
Did you recognize the voice?
No, but we'll trace that call. Hello, is that the exchange? This is Paul Temple speaking. I'm speaking for Sir Graham Forbes, Chief Commissioner of Police. I've just received a telephone call, and I want you to trace it for me. Yes, just this minute. It's very urgent, miss. This number's Evesham, 9986. Yes, all right.
Is she tracing it?
Yes. Hello? Yes? What? I see. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Temple, where did the call come from?
It came from my own house, Steve.
From Bramley Lodge?
Yes, from Bramley Lodge.
Who is the knave?
You've been listening to the sixth installment of Francis Durbridge's serial thriller, Send for Paul Temple, produced by Martin C. Webster. This episode will be repeated in the London and Maine regional program tomorrow morning at 12:20. The seventh episode of Send for Paul Temple will be broadcast in the Midland regional program on Friday, May the 20th at 7:35 p.m. and in the London and Maine regional program on Saturday morning, May the 21st at 12:20.